Postscript. This short story has a rather interesting backstory. If we flash back to January 2006, we find me having been dating Emily, who would eventually become my wife, for about 2 months. On one of our dates, Emily told me something amazing. One of her eighth grade students, a girl named Matisse, had done a book report on Elantris. Now, Matisse didn't know that her teacher was dating me. She didn't even know that Emily knew me. It was just a bizarre coincidence. This report she did was incredible. Instead of a simple write-up, she created a world book about Cell. It had sketches and bios of the characters, strips of Elantrian cloth stapled in as examples, and little pouches filled with materials from the book. Emily showed it to me, and it completely blew me away. Back then, I was still very new to being a published writer, and seeing the work that Matisse had put into her report was one of the most striking moments of my early career. I wanted to do something special as a thank you for Matisse, who still didn't know that her teacher was dating one of her favorite authors. I decided to write a little companion story to Elantris. In any novel, there are events you decide to leave out for pacing reasons. I knew what was going on inside the city of Elantris when the attack by the Dakhor came. In the back of my mind, I also knew that the children were saved and protected by Dasha and Ash, the Scion. I didn't want them to fall like the others. Karata had worked so hard to protect them, and letting the children not have to suffer through the slaughter at New Elantris was my gift to her. I decided to write a little story to deal with all of this. And because Matisse had inspired me, I decided that I would name a character after her. The Matisse in the story doesn't act like the real Matisse. I didn't know the real Matisse. I'd never met her. Now, though, I've met her a number of times. She comes to my signings on occasion. She even gave us the original Elantris book report book as a wedding gift. Looking back at this story, I think it might be a tad on the sentimental side. I hope that it doesn't come off as too melodramatic. Read outside the context of the Elantris novel, I think that it might. But for what the story is, I'm quite pleased with it.